the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today we celebrate the feast day of the great father of monks, Saint Benedict. Now, Saint Benedict did not originate monastic observance within the church, not even within the Western church. In fact, it even predates the father of the father of monks, Saint Anthony in the Desert, because there were, before him, many hermits in the desert, and it was under St. Anthony that they gathered around him as an abbot, as a spiritual father, and let him govern their lives. And we have in the East St. Basil, but in the West we have St. Benedict, who was a Roman. And St. Benedict, throughout his life, endeavored to be close to God. And the way that he did this was by obeying the evangelical counsels of poverty, chastity, and obedience in a very particular way, and in common life, gathering around him monks, fellow Christians who observed the same rule. Now, the rule of Saint Benedict was based upon an earlier one called the Rule of the Master. We don't even know who the Master was, but it was a very, very strict and austere rule. And if you read the Rule of St. Benedict, you may say to yourself, well, if this was less strict than the Rule of the Master, oh boy, the Rule of the Master must have been very, very strict. It was. And the Rule of Benedict, strict as it is, was considered to be very common sense and moderate. And in fact, it still is. It is a model for not only monastic observance, but we have also oblates who, third orders, whatever you want to call them, secular whatevers, most of the orders have lay associates who adapt the rule to their personal life, and it can give insight in how a person should follow Christ, and we can always learn from all of the saints and adapt it to our particular way of life. Saint Benedict had a twin sister, Saint Scholastica. She was what people name their children. She was the founder of the women's order, which followed Saint Benedict's rule. And so we have lots of Benedictines. We remember, of course, with fondness our Benedictine sisters who have moved back to Minnesota. But we also have other Benedictines here in Utah. We have the Trappists. The Trappists are a reform of a reform of the Benedictines. Because one of the things that happens with religious orders is over time they usually get a little bit lax, and it requires a reformer to come along and say, hey guys, we got to pay attention to the rule and obey it. And sometimes this leads to the founding of a different order entirely. And so you had the Benedictines going along, and then you had the Cistercian reform. And then you had the Cistercians going along, and then you had the Trappist reform. So our friends, the Trappists, are also Benedictines, and we're, of course, very sad that they're not no longer going to be with us later in the year, because they're moving on. And unfortunately, that also happens with religious orders. They grow and they decline, and they grow and they decline. So let's pray that the Benedictines will once again grow, and maybe there will be another foundation here in Utah, Benedictines, sometime in the future. I myself went to a seminary that was run by the Benedictines, Mount Angel in Oregon, and the monks were very great role models to me, both as a Christian and as a priest. And so I'd ask that you pray for the health of Mount Angel Abbey today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.